Have you ever wondered what life is like for a phone sex operator? Well, you've come to the right place for something a little sexy. I'm your host, Celine Starr, and this is Whimsical Sexperts. Hey there. Thanks for listening. This is Celine, and of course, this is Whimsical Sexperts, and this is another Sex Bite. Another one of my earlier experiences, like one of my earliest experiences, was I had been doing this for a little while and I got a request to do a cam session, which I'm not really a cam girl. And so it was more like it was not on a phone call, but it was on my cam platform. And so the client was like, well, you know, he's like, why don't you just watch me? I'm an edger, which, okay, I'm not sure if you all know what edging is, and I'm sure that I'll go over this in another fetish podcast, like an episode where I just go into detail about different fetishes and different kinks, but edging is a thing where that person makes themselves sexually excited and will stimulate themselves to the point, but just before orgasm, and then stop. And they continue to do this for however many minutes or hours. They just get to the point of that climax, the very height. You can almost feel the peak, but not quite far enough that you're going to tumble over it. And then they just stop. And this caller was one of those. He was an edger. He'd been edging for hours and wanted someone to edge with. And so for me, it was kind of a contest. Again, it was a fun little contest. I did allow him to turn his camera on and show me what he was working with. And I didn't turn mine on because I'm just, you know, I'm comfortable in my skin, but I can focus more on the fantasy when I'm thinking about it, as opposed to when I'm considering what position my hands should be in or where my shoulders should be, or can the person that's on the other line, can they see me properly? Where do I need to stage my camera? Because definitely I do stage my camera because that's professional, right? It's much better than just free-forming all those selfies sometimes. Not that I don't do those too. I'm terrible with selfies anyway. So this client had their camera on and I could see what they were working with, of course. So I'm watching this client masturbate and I am on the other side. I'm masturbating as well because I have a headset on, and as everything's freeform, my hands are free. I can do whatever I want. And I had planned that intentionally so that I can play along. Because like I said, I like to play along. Why not? And so I'm driving myself to orgasm over and over again because that's what Celine likes. Celine likes train wreck orgasms. So if anybody ever asks you what Celine's favorite thing is and how to turn Celine on the most, offer her train wreck orgasms. That's not an invitation, but it is a statement. So we're just going on and on and on and going at it over and over and over again. And I'm telling you, it was probably 30, 40 minutes of where I would just speed up and slow down. And I have this thing where even if I'm fucking myself mercilessly with whatever toy, because I'm playing with the client, I'm playing along, I still like to make sound effects too. So I may be driving myself to the biggest orgasm, but you're not going to hear that as much. So I'll slap my thigh in time with every thrust so that you know it's happening, to give you more of an idea, to give you more of an audio presence of what I'm doing as opposed to what you're doing. And so that drove this client absolutely crazy. And he was absolutely in love with this. And it made it so difficult for him to keep his edging game up. And it was always a test to see whether he could out-edge me outedge my orgasms. Like, it would just be constant. Like, we would talk dirty to each other, and I would just climax and climax and climax. And it was a really great experience, and he became such a favorite of mine because it was a great stress relief, I'm telling you. So if you're having phone sex with your partners or friends, if you have those kinds of friends, these kinds of contests where you just exhaust each other are absolutely bonkers, and they are so much fun that I didn't even care when I left my space. I kind of stumbled out into the bathroom because I was completely exhausted, and my partners both walk up to me and they're like, we could hear everything. So that was the day that we decided that we needed to have a soundproof space for me to do my work in. So the lesson for the sex bite for Celine was to soundproof all her hallways and get a lot more soft things to go in her space so that the whole house doesn't hear exactly what's going on the other side of the camera. Thanks for listening. Hey, thanks again for listening in. To get regular updates, exclusive content, and to engage with me directly, you can find me on Twitter at sexandwhimsy. That's the at symbol, and then capital S-E-X, capital A-N-D, capital W-H-I-M-S-Y. Share this with all your deviant friends and divergent people, as each episode is completely free and easy to find on any platform you use to listen to podcasts. And if you find yourself wanting more, come join me every Sunday for a new episode. Let me know if you've listened by tapping in on Twitter, or come visit me on whimsicalsexperts.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you have a sexy, salacious day.